Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you could end up. You don't know how much fun it can be.
Today we speak with Kerry Ann. Completing a chef apprenticeship, Kerry Ann has had a largely successful career working in many types of industries where women are underrepresented. Today's story is all about the different types of opportunities that you can pursue in trade.
Hi everyone, I'm Kerry Ann. I've done a lot of different bits and bobs around the place. I've been a part of the Navy. I've done traffic management, diesel mechanic, chefing, and now at the moment I'm doing air filtration.
Kerry Ann, can you tell us what air filtration is?
Air filtration. So what I do is we go into laboratories or inside the behind the scenes of buildings, and where you have air ducts and things like that, there's filters in there which catch all the dust, particles and debris that come from outside. And we go through and clean all of that and change out the filters pretty much.
So how can you get started in air filtration? Is it an apprenticeship or is it something you have to do training for?
It's just something that I landed into. I was looking for a new career and this one just fell in my lap.
That's awesome. Can you walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
Typical day in my shoes. Okay, so I go to whichever site that I am needed at the day. It could be as close as Melbourne University to Bega in New South Wales or Tasmania to the hospitals over there. And from there, we find out what exactly is the problem. We go to that specific section in the building. We diagnose what's going on. So if there's a blockage in just the filter or the coil behind that or the fan, which is what sucks the air through. And from there, we decide if it needs to be a change out, a clean, or some mechanical work within the fan that needs to be fixed. And then we do all that, pack up, and off we go.
And do you have any interesting on-site working stories that you want to share with us?
The best one that I have to date so far with air filtration would have to be I was doing a laboratory that was doing malaria from mosquitoes and we were doing our stuff and the guy in the lab comes up and goes, "Don't move." So we stopped and he goes, "I've just lost 5 mosquitoes from this batch." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yep, don't move for me. I'm going to spray the place so they'll die, hopefully." And from that moment onwards for the rest of the day, my work colleague was itching and scratching and freaking out for the rest of the day. The poor bugger.
Oh, my God.
Another one that we have is I opened up a hatch in one of the old buildings at Melbourne University. And as soon as I opened up this hatch, my work colleague, he goes, "Up you go. It's your turn." I'm like, "All right, no problem." So I climb up there and I turn on my torch because it's all dark and dusty and I had a possum come charging at my head.
Oh my God, what did you do?
I screamed like a little girl and ducked and then sent him up there and said, "You can deal with that one."
Oh, that's hilarious. So Kerry Ann, how did you get to where you are today? Can you walk us through your career?
So joining the Navy was my first endeavour that I did. I grew up with my parents. They were both ex-military. So I had grown up listening to all their stories and decided I think that's what I want to do. So I joined the Navy when I was 17. I stayed in the Navy for about 5.5 years, travelling the world on deployments and things like that as a bosun's mate, which is weaponry and seamanship. So that was a pretty cool experience. I got to see all over the world and, got paid for it pretty much. Then from there I came back and decided it was time to settle back down and spend some quality time with my family. So I got into doing some traffic management at a business that was close to my family's farm, and was doing that for about a year and a half, I think that was. That was just a filler in a type of thing, just getting myself back into civilian life from being in the military. And then I decided it was time to go and adventure off again, and I moved to the city where I scored doing a chef's apprenticeship at the MCG with Spotless. And from there, I met some really amazing people and learned a lot of new skills, things that I never thought I'd ever be able to accomplish. I cooked for the Birdcage at the Royal Melbourne Open Cup, and I've done a whole heap of big events like the Grand Prix and Tennis Australia. I've done a lot of different bits and pieces through that. And then when it came to the end of that, I decided as much as I loved cooking, it just wasn't right for me. So from there, I decided I just want something that is a 9-to-5 job. And I looked online and came across this little beauty where the man that interviewed me turned around and said, look, we have never employed a female and we're willing to give you a chance. We think it's time that our company became, took on females on board with the crew of boys, and I think you will be our best bet. And here I am, loving it.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you started this job, were you confident going into it, knowing how to use power tools and sort of knowing your way around?
Yeah, growing up on a farm and things like that, I knew the bare basics. And in high school, I did woodwork and metal, or shop metal and things like that, just to fill in the time. You don't really pay attention then. So when you're out in the real world and you're handed a drill, you go, oh, I should have listened. But the guys have been really good and very supportive. If there's something that I haven't been able to lift or something I haven't been confident in, they've taken the time and really shown me how to do it.
That's amazing. So you love what you do now?
I do. Every day is different, even though it's around about the same type of thing that we do, but I'm always in a different place.
Do you have any advice for women considering pursuing a trade or perhaps following something similar to what you've done?
Do it. Just give it a whirl. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you could end up. You don't know how much fun it can be. And especially being the only female, I know there's a lot of bad rap about it, but at the same time, you can really find your feet and you can grow as a person. You find out your true strength.
So how do you go about finding a job in air filtration?
Like I said, I found mine online. I found this company and I thought, why not, just give it a whirl and ta-da, here I am. But I know there are a few companies out there that do apprenticeships and things like that, but it's just really just apply, put your name in the ring and just go, look, I'm up to get my hands dirty. I don't mind getting dust thrown in my face. I don't mind crawling into small dark corners, not knowing what's going to jump out at you. But you just try. It's all you can do. There's nothing wrong with trying and going, oh, nah, it's not for me, or going, you know what, I can actually deal with this and just keep pushing forward.
There is only one thing I don't think I'd be able to deal with, and that's the spiders.
I'm not a big fan of spiders. I have quite a few good stories from me as a child to why I hate spiders, but doing this job, you kind of just shine your torch at exactly what you're going for and don't look at anything else. Don't focus on anything else but that. Don't show your torch around the room. Don't look for anything else. Just go straight for the filter.
That is great advice. And what do you have planned for your future in the industry?
I can actually see this being a thing that I'll stick in for a long time. I love the people that I work with. I love my bosses. They're a very tight-knit group, which is something that I've been looking for since I left the military, because that's a very hard thing to find again. So I can see me sticking in this position, and I secretly am aiming for my boss's position, but we won't tell him that.
What is the company that you work for called, and how can you find them?
So, guys, please, if you have a problem with your air filtration, or you're looking through a window and it's all dusty and you can see the dust particles fly past, please give us a ring. I work for Rainbow Filters. The company has been around for about 50-odd years now, so pretty amazing.
And Carrie-Anne, before we wrap up the interview, I have one more question. How do you think we can encourage more women into trades?
Oh, that's a good one. I think it really just comes down to the individual, to be honest. You just have to be willing to put yourself out there and don't pay attention to what the guys are saying. Don't let them put you down. Don't let them talk anything badly. Just go there and do your job. That's what you're there to pay for. That's what you're being paid there for to do, pretty much. If you make friends on the way, great. If you don't, who cares? You're there to do your job. And if it's something that you love, everything else is just oblivious. You fall in love with what you do.
And Carrie-Anne, how can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks, guys, for listening to my story. If you feel like you want to ask any more questions, please don't hesitate to contact me through Trades Women Australia.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Carrie-Anne. We really appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Till next week, catch you later. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again, and catch you next week.